something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter number 2 and verse 5. Ye also as living stones, King James is lively, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. He says that we are living stones. What God's building, it's a spiritual house, he says. And each one of us is a vital member of that building. Stones, rocks. So you see, it wasn't only Peter who was to be a stone, a rock. Each one of us is a living stone. Hallelujah. Ye also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. We have a responsibility. We have a responsibility in ministry, a responsibility in Christ. And we should wake up to that responsibility. We are the ones expected to win the world for Jesus Christ. You know that? We are the ones to win the world. And we have to do everything that's necessary to reach the world. Our concerns must be His concerns. That is to say, what He's concerned about is what we should be concerned about. What He cares about is what we should care about. Otherwise, what is life but emptiness? Life is nothing without God's purpose. I mean, think about it. You're here today. Your great-great-great-great-grandfather was here. Where is he? He's gone. Then the next one came. Gone. Then the next one came. Gone. Then the next one. Until finally got to you. So the question is, hey, what are we doing here? That's why Jesus said, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So your purpose for life is very important. You should be definite as to your purpose for life. Why are you here? Have you found a reason for your being? Do you know most people live their lives without ever discovering why they were born? They just walk through life. Live an empty life. And all they think about is themselves. That's all they think about. I don't think of a worse life than the life of a selfish man who thinks about himself only. All his prayers are about himself. You, your family, your job. Everything's you, you, you. All your needs have to do with you, 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 you. That's an empty life. Live for a reason. Live for a reason. You know, sometimes I get concerned about the fact that in our nation particularly, there's almost no such thing as patriotism, you know. We don't care about our country. Terrible. Because we weren't raised to care. We weren't raised that way. So we don't care. So everyone who gets into politics or into government gets in for what he can get for himself. As a result of that, we bring that also into Christianity, where all we do is we think that, like I told you the other day, many people think God exists for them. They think God lives for them. All right? They don't think of the fact that they exist for God. They think that God is there for them. So when someone gets into a political office, we think, okay, now that you are there, remember us. And that remember us, you're talking about cousins and, you know, relatives. They all come around. And if he doesn't steal from the government to give to them, they think he's crazy. If you get into a political office and you don't make enough money to get out with a lot, you look like you're a fool. So people don't really get into politics or into government to do something for our nation. They get in there to get something for themselves. So it's become a culture. It's a way of life. It's a terrible way of life. See, the problem with it is not the country in itself. The problem with it is what you become, the character of your personality when you live that way. You become less than you were raised to be, less than you were born to be. You know, so when we bring it into Christ, we find ourselves doing the same thing. If we could use God to get what we wanted, we would use him. I've said several times before that if anybody in this country knew where to get the certificate of ownership for all of the land of Nigeria, he would have sold it a long time ago. If one person had it. It's a terrible feeling. I'm serious. Terrible feeling. Terrible feeling. The reason we are that way is because we were brought up to be that way. That's what I mean. We're consciously and unconsciously brought up to be that way. And so that's the reason for the thuggery. We have thugs to help us get elected, to make sure nobody votes. You understand? I mean, it's terrible. In many countries, they're trying to make sure that people vote. We have people here to make sure you don't vote. But you see, they don't know what they are doing to themselves. So let's come to this subject. Now, I said, what do we do for God? We want to get God to do something for us all the time. Oh, God, answer my prayer. God, do this for me. Do this for me. Oh, God, I need this and I need that and I need that. What do you do for God? What is your own responsibility? Oh, somebody says, well, my responsibility is to have faith to get something. Again, you want to use God. You're just having faith so that you can get God to do something for you. No. No. Turn again to 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. I read something to you the other day. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. You see that? He died for all. So that, now he says he died for all. And if he died for all, then we all died. But then he died for us so that we who live should no longer live unto ourselves, but live unto him. Live unto him. You cannot just be a Christian to get God's blessings. You cannot just be a Christian to have your prayers answered, to have a nice life for yourself. No. You're going to have to stick out your neck for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul said certain things about his life while he was persecuted so much. He said he was persecuted more than the other apostles. He says, and some of the others were afraid to be persecuted. They were afraid to stick out their necks for the gospel of Christ among the Jews. So when he went to Jerusalem to visit, they called him. The other apostles called him. They called Paul. They said, you know, there are many Jews who believe and they are zealous of the law. And Paul was wondering, why are they zealous of the law? They're not supposed to be keeping the law now. The gospel has come. Christ has died. Christ has arisen. Christ has ascended. Why are they keeping the law? Oh, they said, you know, we don't want to stay up the waters. Now, what we want you to do is to shave your head and join those that have a vow. And so when you go to the temple, the crowd will see you there. And once they see that you are shaven, they will know that you also keep the law. And there will be peace. He said, it's okay. So he shaved his head and went with the others to the temple. When somebody recognized him, he screamed and said, this is Paul. He's the one that's been troubling all the Jews, saying that we should not keep the law. He raised his voice against Paul, and the crowd came and they took Paul. They wanted to kill him because of his message. They were zealous to keep the law. But the law had been abolished, and they wanted to keep it.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Wherever you are, whatever you speak, C-Tunes brings the gospel to you from English to Swahili, French to Arabic, Spanish to Hindi, Portuguese to Mandarin. The message of faith and salvation is breaking barriers. With C-Tunes, you gain access to over 250 Leveled Radio stations like Leveled Radio Iran, Leveled Radio Ukraine, Leveled Radio South Africa, Leveled Greece, and many more. Participate in every global ministry program in the language you best understand. Stay connected with motivational podcasts from our inspiring on-air personalities, and enjoy music that uplifts, inspires, and energizes.
log on to www.ctunes.org or download the app from the LoveVolt App Store. For further inquiries, please call +234-813-180-9663.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Soluco 1, number 18, Soluco Road, Benin City. Worship with us on Sundays, by 8 a.m. Wednesdays, 12 noon and 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-706-060-3228. +234-809-826-2823. Or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org. This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah. Being afraid to stand up for the gospel. Being afraid to stick out your neck for Christ. Sometimes it happens when even where you work. There's some other Christians that they're always talking about and talking against. But nobody ever talks against you. They know you're a Christian, a nice Christian who doesn't trouble anybody. But these are the ones who are always preaching. They don't like them because they're trying to convert them. But they like you because you're nice. You don't talk about Jesus too much. Terrible life to live. Terrible life to live. No matter how we strategize for preaching the gospel, we should not strategize to the point where we lose our confidence in Christ or where we are no longer bold enough to publicly proclaim His Lordship. What do you do for Him? What do you do for Him? What's your own responsibility for Christ? Are you a soldier for the Lord? Are you a soldier? Are you a soldier? Are you a soldier? Or are you a civilian? How many of you are civilians here? Spiritual civilians. How many of you are spiritual soldiers? Are you a soldier?
Yes.
You should be a soldier. You should be tough. Okay, we want to pray. So we all stand up to pray. We're all joining our hands and standing up to pray. Then only you shift. They're still holding your hands. Only you are tired. You sit down. You know? Always taking the weak option. Always taking the weak option. Okay, we want to fast and pray. Your own is to be broken by 12. You've been watching the time. As soon as it crosses 12, okay. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you. You've eaten. Only prayer and fasting till 4 p.m., you're already asking questions. What if somebody can take only meat pie? Is biscuit okay? What of meat without food? You're asking all kinds of questions. Just for one day's fast till 4 p.m., you want to know, are there no different types of fasting in the Bible? Can I drink milk? You won't die. 4 p.m., you won't die. There have been days you didn't eat till 7, till 8, till 9 p.m. Nothing happened. Now, just till 4. Or you have doctor's permit to not fast. Doctors say, I should always eat. And you're calling your leader. Please, I just wanted to let you know. I know today is fasting and prayer, but doctor said I should make sure I eat. I've been taking some drugs for 3 weeks now. I must eat before the drugs. That's why you are still on drugs. What a life with drugs. When will you come off the drugs? Say, I'm a soldier. Say it again, I'm a soldier. Did you know that in the Old Testament, it was the priests that were at the forefront of the war? Read your Bible. So when you say a priest, you don't mean the one that is hiding in the temple. When it was time for war, the priest was in front. It was the priest. Time for war. It wasn't the soldiers that were in front. It was the priest. They carried the ark of God and stood in front. So your priestly ministry comes first. If you're going to be very successful in life, your priestly ministry comes first. If you've not carried out your personal priestly ministry, you cannot reign as a king. He's made us kings and priests. But the priestly ministry comes ahead of your kingly authority. You know, people keep asking questions. Why is it that this person prays and it doesn't work? The other person prays the same way and it works. Sometimes, you see, you talk about faith. But faith is not empty. Faith is based on the word. Faith is based on the word. And when we say the word, not just the faith to receive something based on a promise. The word of God, is a revelation. Let me put it this way, something that you need to understand. If you study in 1 Corinthians in chapter number 12, reading from verse 7, it begins by saying the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal, meaning for the common good. And then to one is given, and he tells us these various gifts of the Spirit. The word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, and so on and so forth. He lists 9 different gifts in that chapter. And these 9 can be classified into 3 different groups. The one group is what we call the revelation gifts. And these are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and then discerning of spirits. Incidentally, that one is listed toward the end. Discerning of spirits. These are the revelation gifts. Then comes what we call the power gifts. And these are the gift of faith, the gift of the working of miracles, and the gifts of healing. Now, the gifts of healing are given to us in plural. The others are gift, gift, gift. But in healing, he uses a plurality. And that does mean something. We don't have the time to discuss all that in detail today, but trying to explain something to you. These are the power gifts: faith, the working of miracles, the gifts of healing. Some even go gifts of healings. But whatever, it's in plural. Then you have what we call the utterance gifts. Utterance, to utter something. The utterance gifts. Now, the utterance gifts are, one, the gift of prophecy. 2, the gift of diverse kinds of tongues. Then 3, the gift of the interpretation of tongues. 3 groups of gifts, endowments of the Spirit for believers. Revelation, power, utterance. Now, this is important. If you would study in St. Matthew's Gospel, the third chapter into the fourth chapter, and also in St. Mark's Gospel, chapter number one, we're talking about here the baptism of Jesus Christ by John, and that beautiful experience there at the Jordan, in what happened with Christ. First was the revelation. Second was the empowerment. After that, the utterance began. What do you mean by that? First was the revelation, where the heavens opened and the Spirit of God descended. He saw the Spirit of God descending on him. John saw the Spirit of God descending on him. And he heard that voice of God speak, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Revelation. Revelation. Then he was filled with the Spirit. Empowerment. So there was divine revelation. Then there was divine enablement, divine empowerment by the Spirit. And the Bible tells us that he was driven of the Spirit, led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. So he was there 40 days and 40 nights. And then you remember he was hungry, and then there was the temptation. All right, you remember? Then he came back to do what? Preach. Utterance. And preaching is divine utterance. It didn't say he came to talk. See, he preached. Preach what? The gospel. Each one of us must also experience it that way. Revelation, empowerment, and then utterance. Divine revelation, meaning the Spirit of God revealing the Word of God to your spirit. Revealing the gospel to your spirit. Giving you an understanding of the gospel of Jesus Christ in your spirit. You receive that revelation of the gospel. Who Jesus is, what he came to do, and how that he accomplished it, and who you are today. Revelation. And then be filled with the Spirit. Divine empowerment. Divine empowerment. Then you say, "I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me."
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Soluco 1, number 18, Soluco Road, Benin City. Worship with us on Sundays by 8 a.m. Wednesdays, 12 noon and 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +234 706 060 3228, +234 809 826 2823, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.